Amos chapter 3, verse 3 says, "Do two walk together unless they've agreed to do so?" And I'm going to talk about being united as a team. Parents, husband and wife, being able to talk through, plan things together, especially in responses to children and what your answers are going to be. I mean, do you remember as a kid when you asked mom, you didn't like her answers, and you try and sneak around and ask dad? Kids are smart like that. And so it's so important that, you know, if they ask one parent, the other parent's saying the same thing and supporting it. So even if, you know, there's a little disagreement between the parents, you're trying to land on one place, it can't be, well, your dad wants it this way, but I don't really think so, or mom said this, but here, I'm going to give you some anyway. So there it is, just coming together with a plan, with unity. It means some communication for parents. It means making some tough decisions. As parents, you're going to see things differently, and maybe you find that middle ground. But when you present it to the child, it's united, it's consistent, it's clear, and that'll gain the child's respect. So agree to do that, and don't forget, as you get tired being a parent sometimes, in Matthew, Jesus says, whatever you've done for the least of these, he sees it. There's a great reward. So just continue to parent well. Go the extra mile, and then support each other as a husband and wife.